And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
The pop quiz. The nightlife pop quiz. Let's have some fun. I'll try not to let it descend too much into chaos. I really will. I'm going to try my hardest. I always do, but I can't help it sometimes. Let's keep it on track and handball our first question to Vanessa in Cadens. Oh, welcome back, Vanessa.
Man, I am the first cab off the rank. Two times in a row. Wow.
You sure are. It pays to be early, doesn't it? Pays to be prompt, Vanessa.
Pays to be prompt. It always does.
Question one. Who starred, which actress starred in Silkwood, Moonstruck and Mermaids?
I think it's Cher.
That's correct, Vanessa. It is Cher or Cher, the greatest. Cher. I love her. Oh, she's the best.
Don't we all?
Well done. Okay, question two.
Mm-hmm.
Which 1980s TV show had this as its theme song? No?
Yeah, it does.
It is? It does? Oh, you know it? Go on then. Hit the buzzer.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. You. No, you were just enjoying the song. That's fine.
I was thinking of Ruth Cracknell.
Oh, of course you were.
I was thinking of Mother and Son.
That's correct. It is Mother and Son. Well done, Vanessa. Oh, who's that in the background? Is that a pup?
No, I'm here on my own.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. It wasn't a ghost or anything.
No,
maybe it's something in our studios here. You never know. All right. Well done. Okay.
BSQ.
So
right.
Question three. Mm. Who starred as Maggie and her son Arthur in the show? You already named one of them.
Well, I know Ruth Cracknell.
Yes.
And it's got to be he's fabulous. Oh, where's my brain? He's fabulous. And he was there at, this week he was there. He's Norman Gunston. No, I can't say that. That's not his name.
Come on, Vanessa.
It's not Norman Gunston because that was his fabulous name. Oh, God.
See, now, okay, yep, okay.
Come on, tease me.
No, I don't, I'm going to try and be strict tonight. I'm trying to keep things
agreed,
on track.
Agreed. Eric will be on to you.
So yeah, well, agreed. Eric, no, Eric's overnights. But, you know, if I was doing overnights, he'd be definitely on to me. He's been known to do it. And good that he does. Someone has to. Good on him. You have to pass,
agreed.
Vanessa.
No. It is Arthur. No. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pass.
Oh, Vanessa, good try. Good try, though. Oh, all right. Speak to you next time. I beg your pardon? Onwards and upwards? That's right. That's right. Ciao. All right. So I would say who's got it on the text line. It's Harry has got it. Maria has got it. Jim, Morgan, Vicky and Claire have got it. I wonder what the answer is. We're going to hear from, who's next? We'll hear from Justin. Hello, Justin in Frankston. Do you know the answer to this?
G'day, Greta. How are you?
Going well. Thank you, mate.
Long time no hear.
Well, it wasn't that long. It was only a couple Saturdays ago. But, yeah, maybe it feels like a long time. It does for me. It feels like a long time when Suzanne's away. I'm sure a lot of people would agree with me.
Oh, definitely. I've been in and out of hospital, so I'm going back in again.
All right.
So
we'll catch up with you about that another time, Justin. We do want to hear about it at another time. But what do you reckon? What's the answer? Is it it's Ruth Cracknell and who? Who starred as Maggie and her son, Arthur, in the show Mother and Son?
Oh, you always used to watch the show. I cannot remember, sorry. All I know is the mother and that was it.
Oh, okay. So Vanessa missed out, you missed out. Oh, Justin, it's not going well. Well, we'll catch up with you next time, Justin. We've got a few calls to get through. You have a great rest of your evening. All right, we have Trevor in Croydon Park.
Hi, good evening, Greta.
How are you, Trevor?
Reasonable, thanks.
Reasonable enough?
Yeah, I could get a bit hypochondriac about my health issues, but...
As much as I'd love to wish you well, it's the pop quiz and I don't want it to descend into chaos like it normally does. So we've got to keep things on track. But I do wish you are well, Trevor.
Thank you. The answer is Gary McDonald.
Gary McDonald, that is correct. Who starred as Maggie and her son Arthur in the show Ruth Cracknell and Gary McDonald, the show Mother and Son? Well done. That was question three. Okay, Trevor, moving on. Thelma Houston had a hit with this song in 1976. Baby, my heart is full of love and desire for you. What do you reckon, Trevor? What's the name of the song?
Yeah, because the tune's familiar. Something like Baby or You Mean to Me or something like that.
I think those are the lyrics.
Yeah.
Those are the lyrics. Mm. I'll give you a bit longer. I'm not sure I gave you enough of that. Oh, actually, no, I can't because I may play the chorus. I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm so sorry. Have another stab.
Oh, I will.
I'll play the start of it. Here we go.
Thanks.
There we go. That's a little bit more for you, Trevor.
Yeah.
Thelma Houston, 1976.
Yeah, yeah. That was Whitney's mother, was it?
Was it? Was Thelma Houston Whitney's mother? Lockie? I'm going to ask Lockie in the producer box to look that up because that would blow my mind if that was true, Trevor. I can't believe I pride myself on my music trivia. Yeah.
Greta.
Never mind, Trevor.
I'll have to do the right thing by the whole of nightlife and step out.
You're a good man, Trevor. All right, we're going to hear from Chris in Nelson Bay. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, Greta.
Good evening. I'm well, thank you. But what is the name of that song?
I think it is Don't Leave Me This Way.
Correct.
Yep.
Very, very good.
Yeah,
good job.
Go back in the old memory files for that one.
Yeah, yeah. To look far back to 1976. Well done. Excellent work, Chris. Okay, moving on to question five, and I feel for you. I feel for you, Chris, because
to answer correctly or incorrectly, the Amanda Roberts Shakespeare question.
Okay.
Okay.
Good Lord. Is it sounding good?
It's the Shakespeare question. From which Shakespeare play is this line from? Neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Oh, it's Hamlet.
It's Hamlet, correct. It's in Hamlet Act 1, Scene 3, where
Polonius is talking to his son.
Oh, good work. Good work. Oh, I didn't need to feel sorry for you at all.
It was Hamlet, thank goodness.
Yes, yeah.
Otherwise, I'm in real trouble.
And my mother always says that to me when she said it to me all my life. When I was a little kid and I'd give a friend a toy or something like that, neither a borrower or a lender be. And now I know where it's from. Good one, Mum. Good one, Mum, stealing Shakespeare.
When he's talking about sending his son off back to school and he's giving him all this advice before he sends him off.
Oh, well, that was me coming home from school and my mum giving me that advice. Oh, there you go. It's full circle. Question six, Chris. Which film from 1984 is this from?
We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
It's Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop. That is correct. You can't mistake Eddie Murphy there.
No, that's good fun.
Well done. Chris, question seven. Which photographer is responsible for the 1937 photograph called Sunbaker?
Now you got me. I'm trying to think what the Australian war photographer's name was, but I'm sure it's nothing to do with it at all. It's Norman something Norman. I'll have to pass it on. I really can't recall.
Oh, good on you, Chris. You did well.
Thanks, guys.
Mark in Parks is, I believe, a
first-time caller.
Is that true, Mark?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, welcome to Night Life. Welcome to the pop quiz, Mark. Do you know the answer to?
No idea.
Yes, it's our first hard question. It's our first difficult one. And they sort of range from, yeah.
I've got no idea. Believe me, I've got no idea.
Do you want me to ask it one more time?
Yeah, okay.
Which photographer is responsible for the 1937 photograph called Sunbaker? I'll tell you what, it's an Australian photograph.
Yeah, no, nowhere near it.
I'm sorry you didn't get more luck on your first time.
I'll try again.
Oh, that would be great. We'd love you to, Mark. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we have, who have we got here? We've got George in Lakemba. I had to take a second there to choose. Hello, George.
Oh, g'day.
You weren't ready for me. Well, we're ready for you,
no,
George. Ready for you to answer question seven. Oh, and actually, before we do that, I'm just going to clear up. John from Sydney says, Thelma and Whitney Houston were not related to each other. They just shared the same surname. Right. Thank you, John. John from Sydney has cleared that up. I was going to say, because I think I would have picked that up at some point. I could have told you that, actually. Should I have asked you? It's not one of the quiz questions.
Yeah, well, Tiffy Houston was Whitney's mother, who's a well-known gospel singer.
That rings a bell. Yeah.
And Thelma Houston, actually, here's a bit of trivia for you. She was one of the few people to actually have put out a direct-to-disc album. So those are the days in the 70s where they actually kind of recorded something live in the studio and played it straight onto a recording lathe, which would actually make a direct cut into the album. So it was done sort of live. So
well, there you go. You're going to have to show off those skills at the local trivia at the pub night. Now, George, do you know which photographer is responsible for the 1937 photograph called Sunbaker?
This is a ridiculously impossible question. Fortunately, I specialise in these. So.
Well, that's really good, George, but I will say before you answer, Cat and Thrill's got it, Elizabeth's got it, Ralph's got it, Ellen's got it, Brad from the Ranch has got it, Sarah's got it, well done, and also Mikhail from Sackville. But, George, do you have it?
Yeah, well, you said the Sunbaker. I thought it was actually called the Sunbather. I could be wrong there. But, it's a very famous Australian photographer called Max De Payne.
That is right. Max De Payne and also Pat the Point just scraped in there too. Well done, Pat
and
the Point.
And another bit of trivia there, the gentleman in there, even though it's a quintessentially Australian photograph, the gentleman whose photo was taken sunbathing was actually an Englishman. which kind of makes an interesting point, doesn't it?
Well, he wasn't... sunbaking, he would have been, burning. Yes.
Black and white photo, fortunately, probably didn't show the lobster-like complexion.
Do you know what, George? I've got to play you this.
little less conversation, a little more action.
We got to keep it on track, George.
Okay, fair enough. We got to keep it on track here.
All right. So just because it's a bit different to an overnight's quiz, you know how it is, right? We got a lot to get through. Okay.
Let's get cracking.
Question eight. George, how about a song to celebrate this band being back on Australian soil at the moment? Take a listen and sing me the next line. I'll be very surprised if you can't.
It's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll.
Incorrect, George.
Yes, it's correctly, it's a long way to the top if you want a rock and roll. But
correct. Correct. All right, George. This is question nine. Which pop star's real name is Stephanie Germanotta?
Yeah, that's Lady Gaga.
Well done, Lady Gaga. That's good, George. Now, listen, we've got a few first-time callers on the line waiting. We've already had Mark from Parks. I don't want you to disappear, first-time callers. I want you to have a shot, so stick around. I promise you'll get a shot. You have priority. All right? You heard it here first.
In the future.
Before George answers all the questions. All right, well done, George. So question 10, who owns this famous voice?
We went snorkeling up just off of Hamilton Island. It was so beautiful, beautiful coral reef. It was lovely. And I was swimming, and it was so nice. I was like, oh, this is great. And I was snorkeling, and then I see Bobby like, come back to the boat. Come back. We've got to go. And I was like, no, I'm good. I want to keep going. He's like, come back. And I was like, I'm good. And he's like, come back. And I was like, okay. And then I like paddle back, and then I get in, and the lovely captain of the boat was like, someone saw a man in a grey suit, so you got to get in the boat.
Don't know the context, George, but do you know the person speaking?
Oh, God, I do know it. Sounds a little bit like you, actually.
Like me? Oh.
A little bit. But, God, I know it. Oh, I know the voice. It's terrible when you kind of hear it out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've got all those first-time callers waiting. So
the most I've ever seen, George, and I want to give them all a shot. You're always good chat.
That's why I'm prepared to fall on my sword.
Oh, George.
Hang on, I'll just put the appropriate sound.
Careful. Just pretend. Just play. Just do it like my five-year-old does. Just pretend.
I'm just doing the sound effect. I'm not actually standing on it.
All right, George. You're always good fun, and thanks for playing. We'll speak to you.
I'm very impressed that Bob Clearmountain is related to you.
Blood. But I
no,
have.
No, but he, yeah. he is the best sound mixer in the world. So on recording. So well done.
Oh, thank you, George. All right, we'll speak to you next time. And I have an interview with Bob. I will play at some point for you. Okay, we have. Oh, here we go. It is Greg, and he is a. Oh no, he's not. He doesn't need a little less conversation. He hasn't had any. He's a first time caller. Was what I was trying to play. Greg, we want you to speak. Hello, welcome to Nightlife. It's going well. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you can have a shot, and we didn't keep you waiting too long because Lockie's telling me you're brand new. I don't do this very often. Suzanne would know if you were new or not, but I might play that little clip for you, and Lockie very kindly explained to me that man in a grey suit is a euphemism for a shark. So I'll play it again for you, and you have to tell me who's speaking.
We went snorkeling up just off of Hamilton Island. It was so beautiful, beautiful coral reef. It was lovely. And I was swimming, and it was so nice. I was like, oh, this is great. And I was snorkeling, and then I see Bobby like, come back to the boat. Come back. We've got to go. And I was like, no, I'm good. I want to keep going. He's like, come back. And I was like, I'm good. And he's like, come back. And I was like, okay. And then I like paddle back, and then I get in, and the lovely captain of the boat was like, someone saw a man in a grey suit, so you got to get in the boat.
Greg from Aurelan, first-time caller. Who's that?
Was it Miranda Kerr?
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, damn it.
Not Miranda Kerr. But
no worries.
Thank you so much for playing. Please do call again. We've got our history quiz tomorrow night, and it's back to the challenge on Monday. So love to have you, and please call again.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Pat in Bullsbrook. First time caller. Great to have you, Pat. Who was speaking? Do you know?
Is it Nicole Kidman?
Oh, it's not Nicole Kidman. Oh, well, Pat, what made you decide to call tonight?
I'm in hospital at the moment.
Oh, you need to do something. All right.
I'm in Midland Hospital.
Well.
And I've switched to ABC Nightline, and it's the first time I've rung in.
Well, we hope you ring again, Pat, and we hope you don't stay too long. Thank you so much for playing, we'll speak to you again. I'm not going to play that first time call unless you want it. Do you want this? He's another first time caller. It's Peter in Geelong. Do you want that first time caller, Peter? You go without it. Are you there, Peter?
Yeah.
First, there we go.
First time.
Welcome to Nightlife. Welcome to the pop quiz, Peter in Geelong.
I'd be more than honoured with that. That's fabulous.
What do you think?
I've listened for probably, I don't know, 3 years with the ill health, and got the courage up tonight.
Oh, and I was lucky enough to be in the chair. This isn't my show. This show belongs to Miss Suzanne Hill. Well, it actually belongs to all of you. But
I know the beautiful history of the and going all the way through till, you know, 6 in the morning. The amazing characters of Australia. Seriously, I feel like they're friends I don't know.
Oh, that's very sweet, so, Peter.
Yeah, I'm honoured to be here, but I really have no idea what the question is.
Oh no, you don't know the answer to it?
No, I just.
Oh, you haven't heard it.
I've lost track of the question.
No worries. It's question 10, and we want to know who owns this famous voice, Peter in Geelong. I will play it for you.
We went snorkeling up just off of Hamilton Island. It was so beautiful, beautiful coral reef. It was lovely. Yeah. And I was swimming, and it was so nice.
You know it, Peter?
It was great, and I was snorkeling, and then I see Bobby like, come back to the boat, come back, we've got to go. And I was like, no, I'm good, I want to keep going. He's like, come back. And I was like, I'm good. And he's like, come back.
Was it the woman who said, where the bloody hell are you?
Oh, what's her name? Bingle? Lara Bingle. Yeah. No, it is not Lara Bingle, Peter. But that was a really good
idea.
Beg your pardon?
That's as close as I could get.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. And I now have the courage to come back.
Oh, absolutely, Peter. Anytime. We would love to have you. Thank you for building up the courage, and we'll speak.
And I would suggest to anyone else who's listening, you know, you may not, you may just listen passively like I did, and I gradually did it because through insomnia and sickness I listened longer and longer, but I heard this wonderful community of people and presenters like yourself through the week and the weekend. So yeah, go for it. It's a beautiful piece of Australian culture.
Oh, Peter, God love ya. Good on you. Please call back anytime, Peter.
See you, darling, but do I get a free card for that? Or do I get a magnet?
A free magnet for being a first time caller. I don't know, Lockie. Do people? No, Lockie.
Oh, come
Lockie,
on.
You
Lockie,
should
send me a magnet.
You should see his face.
Just for good time, mate.
He is just. He's got his bottom lip out. He's got quite big, slow
all right,
nod.
I'll try tomorrow night.
All right, then. Oh, we'd love to hear it, Peter. Good on you. All right, we've got Barry. Barry in Barongarook. First time caller. Hello, Barry.
G'day. It's Barry from Barongarook here.
Barongarook. Barry, do I need to play that sound again? This is stumping everybody. I think I might have to play it one more time, and then we might be taking up too much time hearing this particular voice. Do you know who was speaking?
I reckon it's my ex-girlfriend, Kylie Minogue.
Oh, your ex-girlfriend, Kylie Minogue. Oh, okay, so... I wonder if she's the same one as the famous Australian singer. Well, in any case, it's not who is speaking, Barry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. But, you know, this is the thing. We had so many easy questions and all the first-time callers didn't get a chance. They've had all the only two hard ones so far, which I apologise for. Barry?
You have a lovely night.
You have a lovely night. Please call back in, you know, come call back. We'd love to speak to you.
Okay.
Anytime. We've got, what was Tom? Tom, what was that?
Good evening.
Was Tom. God, keep it clean, son.
I'm sorry about that.
No, we come to you when you least expect it. It's all right. You've got to have a bit of a belch. It's your, you're in your house, right? Do your thing. Now, Tom, who was speaking? Do you know?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Are we going to get this? Can I give a – Lockie, can I give a clue? He's going to say no. He's talking to someone. Okay, so I can tell you who it's not. It's not Miranda Kerr. It's not Lara Bingle. It's not Kylie Minogue. It's I'm going to read out the text as well. Chris, you've got it right. Chris in Southern Waters. Rhonda says Danny Minogue. It is not Danny Minogue. Claire says Margot Robbie. It is not Margot Robbie. Baz has got it. Rosemary's got it. It's, oh gosh, Sarah, nope, has not got it. So it's not Danny Minogue either, Uni. It's not Celia Pacola, Elizabeth. It's not Naomi Watts. How many more famous Sarah, Australian ladies can we think of? Oh, you're breaking up, Tom. Oh, he's gone. He's gone. Never mind. Oh, who knows this? Who knows this? Oh, Katrina and Katoomba. Will you know it?
Yeah, I've been pondering. I did think Danny Minogue, and then I thought Kylie Minogue. But my first thought when I first heard it was Claudia Carvin.
No.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. It's not Claudia Carvin. It's not. Okay. Oh, Katrina, I was counting on you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Greta. Next time, maybe.
All right, then. Sammy in Barara Heights.
Hi, Greta. Who have we had?
Who have we had? Okay, so it's not Miranda Kerr. It's not Lara Bingle. It's not Margot Robbie. It's not Kylie Minogue. It's not Danny Minogue. It's not Claudia Carvin. It's not Rebecca Gibney, Sally from Eltham. It's not Isla Fisher. Who else could it possibly be?
So it's not Danny Minogue. I thought, oh, Tina Arena.
It's not Tina Arena.
Never mind.
Oh, Sammy, next time, eh?
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. We've got, who have we got? We've got, Vando, you better know this. You better know this one.
Greta, you are the muse of the modern Australian listener, you know, after night times. Anyway, look, a process of elimination. Hold on.
Do you want me to go through it again?
Oh, I'm really sorry. Look, I've just come into town. I gave you that. Anyway.
Oh, sorry. No, I missed it. I was talking over it. Matoot. What town? Who'd you wake up?
I'm just coming into Casino here. There you go. That's a
good morning, sorry. Casino. I think I need to play it again. No, it is not Kate Blanchett, Kat at Thrall.
Yeah, is it a big time Australian actress?
A big time? I think I can say that. Yes, it is.
Oh, look, process of elimination. Nicole Kidman?
Oh, I forgot to say that. No, someone already answered Nicole Kidman. Have another go because someone already answered that. Yeah. Not Margot Robbie, not Nicole Kidman. Yeah.
Sounds heaps like Minogue and that era, but yeah. I can't think of it. Was it the girl who did Sorrento Moon and all of that?
They said that as well, Tina Arena. It is not Tina Arena. Nope.
Look, I've got nothing, Greta.
I'm
drawing blanks, I'm sorry.
Oh, Vando.
No, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice anyway, Greta, so thank you.
Likewise, your voice and the toot-toot, Vando, good on you. Let's see. All right, Jim in Campbelltown. Who is it? Do I need to play it again?
No, you do not.
Okay, Jim.
Rose Byrne.
Rose Byrne, that's correct. Rose Byrne, well done. Good job. Good job. Bobby, you saved us.
Yeah, talking about Bobby, her partner gave it away. Bobby Cannavale.
Bobby did. Oh, right. Well, well done. That was very wise. If you are a first time caller, don't go away. I'm about to get to you. So, Jim, that was question 10. Question 11 is
name the soundtrack.
All right. Which musician? Oh, no, that's not it. Oh, which, yes, it is. No, it's not named the soundtrack. Yes, it is. No, hold on, is it? Hold on, yes. Okay, sorry. Oh, gosh, that was my first chaotic moment. Normally I have a chaotic quiz, Jim, but that was my first chaotic moment so far. Now, here we go. I know where I'm at now. What 1990 film sent this song back up to the Australian charts to number one? And what were the main characters doing in the scene it was used in? Double whammy. Here we go. Oh, my, 1990 film. My
darling, 1990 film.
Yeah, a film from 1990 that had this song that put it right back up to number one in the Australian charts. And what were the main characters doing in this scene?
I'll just say, did you say an Australian film?
No. It was an Australian film. Never mind. Jim, thanks for getting us out of tough spot. All right, here we go. First time caller, Dawn in Hastings. Hello, Dawn.
Oh, hello.
Who's requested I don't play that anymore? Someone said I shouldn't play the first time caller because it's very annoying and takes up time. Julia in Perth. So Dawn, I'm sorry, but you can't have your little first time caller. But welcome to Nightlife. We're happy to have you.
Well, I don't know the answer.
You don't know the answer?
No.
Oh, Dawn. Okay, come on. It's an iconic scene, a 1990 film. This song is playing, and two characters are doing something very specific. Which one?
Ghost.
That's it. That's the first half of the question. Very good.
Pottery.
Well done. Oh, good work, Dawn. Okay, you've had some first time caller luck. Okay, so that was question 11. Question 12, Dawn. Which musician starred in the films Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence from 1983 and
David Bowie.
Well done. Very well done, Dawn. Question 13. Oh, she's on a run now, I reckon. Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
Oh. A queen?
No, it's not. It is not a queen. But you had a good run there, Dawn. Thank you so much for being our first time caller. And we'll have you back anytime.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, we've got, who else have we got here? Glenn in Frankston has been waiting patiently. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Gwenda, how are you?
Going well. Which chess piece can only move diagonally, Glenn?
I'm not a good chess player, but I'm pretty sure it's the bishop.
It is the bishop. That is correct, Glenn.
And Queen Suzanne would be very proud of her protege.
Yes. Why?
Yes. Oh, you're doing a very good
me? Job? Oh, me? Oh, that was a very sophisticated little compliment you gave me there, Glenn. No, I appreciate it.
And I've spoken to you when you were in the producer role.
Oh, yes.
Suzanne and I had a bit of a laugh because she's a Suzanne with two N's and I'm a Glenn with two N's.
That's right. The two N names. Cool. Yes. Well, Glenn with two N's. Question 14. What classic song from 1967 starts like this? I mean, sometimes I think Lockie's 25 years old because it's so obvious. you know that, right? What starts like that?
Yes, it is our friends the Beatles, and it's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
No, no, Half right, Glenn. Oh, half no. right, Glenn. Hang on, hang on, you're breaking my heart. No, I'm going to get in trouble. As much as I'd love to give you another shot, Glenn, with two ends, I can't.
I'm a 13th time caller.
Oh, no, Glenn. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to get in trouble as much as I want to.
All my nice things about getting rid of that tip. We're done.
Oh, well, that was you did that a bit easily, didn't you? All
right. You're doing a great job.
Oh, good on you, Glenn. Good on you. Adam and Coomera. How are you?
Hello, Greta.
Now, what song starts?
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Well done, well done, well done. Let's hear a little bit of that. Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. Very nice. I always joke, and you know, Lockie, you know, he's being his, you know, he acts like he's, well, sometimes I think he's very, very young because he's like, oh, no one will know this. Mind you, I'm wrong because Glenn got it wrong. You've got it right. Well done. Well done on that question. Okay. Ever. Next question. It's question 15. The nursery rhyme, There Was a Crooked Man, was first printed in 1842. In it, the crooked man found something against a crooked stile. What was it?
A crooked sixpence.
Very well done. A crooked sixpence. Oh, that was very quick how you pulled that up from the memory banks, Adam.
I'm old.
You're old? Mm-hmm. Well, so part of being old is sometimes your memory starts to fail you, but you've done very well. Okay, question 16. Now, let's have a song. Listen to this song and sing me the next couple of lines, please, Adam. I'm a queen bee when the coast is clear.
I have no idea.
I don't know that one either. Adam.
The old person's memory disappearing.
Okay, no, don't worry. I think I'm, you know, I consider myself youngish, and I don't know it either. Good try, nice. Adam. Good try. Who did anyone get that on the text line? Everybody got Strawberry Fields. Oh my gosh, it was an onslaught then. Liz, Maria, everybody got that. So let's hear from. Let's hear from Shane and Engadine. Hello, Shane.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, someone's alarmed in the background. Everyone all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to sing the next lines of this song? Did you hear it before?
I don't even know. Can you play it again?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know the name of the singer, to tell
you. Neither do I. Oh, my gosh. Lockie puts these together, and he's a mystery man because as soon as I'm saying it's too easy, suddenly it's too hard. Oh, Shane. Andrew, you've got it. You've got it. Andrew in Seaview Downs. But you don't, that doesn't help you, Shane. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
So sorry. Night. Thanks, Shane. I wonder who might know this. Oh, I don't know. Matt in Reservoir.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn. You don't know it?
It wasn't supposed to happen like this, Greta.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
No. I think randomly I might know who it is, but I've got no idea.
Well, that might help.
Only because I thought they played another song, and so I downloaded this album the other day. But I think it might be Shakespeare's Sister.
That's correct.
I had no idea about the lyrics, so hopefully that's helped someone.
Shakespeare's Sister, but you don't know about the lyrics. Well, do you know what? Lockie, do they have to sing? Or he's rolling his eyes at me. Yes, of course you have to sing. If you knew this title of the song, seeing as you know the artist, I would have given it to you. But you know,
it was a rough guess. But it was, no, that's okay.
Oh, good on you, Matt. Next time you have a question that's better suited. We've got Adrian in Canberra. Hello, Adrian.
Yeah,
Good morning, Greta.
Good morning. Now, do you need that again? Well, you do need it again to sing the lines, don't you? Do you know the song?
I don't know the song like, at all.
Yeah, okay, okay. That's not really fair, is it? But it's by Shakespeare's sister. Jim in Campbelltown's got it. Ooh, John of Coburg. Well, listen, I would love anybody from here to call in and sing it because we don't have much time left, Adrian.
Yeah, I don't want to waste your time because I don't know. Yeah, don't know the song, so I wouldn't be able to sing the next lines.
Oh well, don't be put off. History quiz is tomorrow, Adrian. So if you feel like the theme is brothers, so if you think you can have a go at that, please do call in again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I have a brother, so that should be good.
And do you have a history? Yeah, probably. We all do. All right, Adrian, good on you. Thanks. All right, who have we got to speak to? Who knows this song? Chris in Pakenham. Do you know? Oh, see, everyone's going, oh, no, not this one.
Well, it's a fairly obscure song. So.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah, it totally is. Like I know Shakespeare's sister had a song called "Cry" and all that kind of stuff. Or "Don't Leave," but yeah, it's the only kind of two I. Can I hear it again? Is
yeah,
it alright?
Certainly you can. Certainly you can. Here we go. Have a try, Chris. Go.
I don't know.
Oh, Chris, I'm really sorry.
If I say I don't care, does that make any difference?
You don't know and I don't care? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know and I don't, like, I don't think I'm going to go out and buy some Shakespeare's sister tomorrow, so no great loss.
Well, maybe you should, because next time, Chris, if it ever comes up, which... You might be able to answer it. No, I'm joking.
Well,
I'm joking, Chris. Well, thanks for having us a try anyway.
Right.
All right, righto. Next time. All right, we've got Elspeth. Hello again, Elspeth in Brisbane. Do you want to sing the song?
Love this song.
She knows it. Okay, sing the next lines. Ready?
Yep. Like beat up car, no good for me. Like an old film star, your history. That's what you are. Na 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 na.
Well done, Elspeth. Lockie's waving his hands and doing the thumbs up. Good job. I actually quite like that song. I'd never heard it before. Extraordinary.
It's a great song. It is. A few really good songs. Yeah.
Well done to everybody on the text line, but you're killing me because it took a while, but Elspeth saved us. Well done. Okay, next one. So we are at, oh no, hold on a second. Now you're in for it. Now you're in for it.
I'm Tony, and here is my classical music question for tonight.
Tony's classical music question, question 17. Which composer wrote the four opera cycle known as Der Ring des Nibelungen? And what's it known as in English? Der Ring des Nibelungen. That's how I should say it. Der Ring des Nibelungen. And what's it known as in English?
The Ring
Death. Or Nibelungen. I wish I pronounced that properly. Someone, look, everybody loves to correct pronunciation. If you know how to pronounce that properly, please call in. Der Ring.
Are you talking about Der Ring des Nibelungen?
Yes, probably.
It's Wagner.
Wagner, very good. Can you believe you would have got that wrong because of my terrible pronunciation?
Oh, yeah, that's why I was trying to figure out the des, not the, yeah, okay, got it. I'm lucky I've got a son who's a classical musician,
So I listen to them.
Well, you're lucky you got Tony's classical music question. Well done, yeah. Elspeth. Let's keep going. Question 18. Which three unlikely actors played the baddie in each of the three Paddington films? I mean, how old's your son, Elspeth? Who were the three unlikely actors who played the baddie in each of the Paddington films?
I need to bow out. I'm not a Paddington movie gal, but you know what? Shakespeare's sister, you've made my night.
And you've made ours with answering two difficult questions back to back. Elspeth, you deserve an honorary magnet. I'll get in deep trouble if I do that, but you deserve it. All right.
Thank you.
Good on you. Okay. Who's been waiting patiently? Stephen in Stradley.
How are you?
Good. Stephen, do you know which three unlikely actors played the baddie in each of the Paddington films?
I was hoping my mate Juggy would know this one, but he's not here with me. I can't think of one. Sorry,
you can't think of any. Yeah, Paddington's a
I'm not a big Paddington, obviously, movie. Yeah,
but they're unlikely actors. Like, they're not ones that you would imagine being in a baddie role. They don't play many baddies. Put it that way. All three of them.
As in Paddington, that's the name of the movie. Or Paddington Bear.
The Paddington Bear, the new ones where he's CGI animated in the real world.
Trying to think back to the book, the last time I've seen Paddington Bear. Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. No, it's not Heath Ledger. Stephen, I'm so sorry.
All right
then. Ray in Yeranga. Hello, Ray.
Oh, Greta.
I hope you're a Paddington Bear fan.
No. Is it like animated, cartoon type of animated thing? Or are they
actors,
or are they just people reading a part?
No, they're real actors. It's filmed. The only thing that's animated is Paddington.
Oh, righto. Okay. Well, how about, Cumberbatch?
Oh, Benedict?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Doesn't he play baddies a fair bit?
Well, I don't know. I thought it would be an animated show. I thought you wanted Wagner, whatever.
Wagner, no, Elspeth got it. And she almost didn't get it.
But what was it? I thought you wanted it in English.
Oh, yes.
You did say...
But she knew it. She said Wagner, and maybe she didn't.
Well, she didn't. I mean, she said it in German, is it? I presume.
Because she said it in German correctly because I didn't say it correctly. But do you know what's happened, Ray? I got too excited that she knew it.
I know.
And I jumped.
I could tell
the gun.
You didn't get the answer. But anyway, not worry. You know how many questions you done last night?
Probably too many. Too many. I know where I'm at here because we put them in this one. They're written in front of me.
28 when you thought you had seven to go. Yeah, you were on 19, you had seven to go, and you thought you were on 12 and you had 12 and 19.
Well, Ray, I have a thing called dyscalculia, by the way, which means...
Yeah, no, you were right. You had seven to go. And
Which means don't trust me with numbers. That's what that means.
Then you went for another 10.
28.
And I started to get 26, 27, something 28. Like that. I started to get a bit worried.
Well, don't blame me, Ray. Blame the anonymous texter who kept me on track because I wasn't keeping track myself.
I think that's exactly right.
Throw them under the bus.
They ring up, someone says, you're on 19, and maybe they were.
No.
Maybe they were right, I don't know.
Bless them for their help, otherwise I would have had no idea. I was close. Ray, we don't, right. but the
no,
thing
you're
is...
you're doing a good job.
Oh,
no, you,
thanks, Ray.
You're going good because you haven't given out too many clues and, You're going good.
I just don't want to get in trouble.
Never mind. Doesn't matter. I just thought.
There's people.
I better go.
Oh, you better go, Ray. I'm getting too excited because people have got it on the text line. All right. All right. Good on you, Ray. Oh, who's got it on the text line? Rachel, you got 2 out of 3. Who else has got it? No, 2 out of 3. Everybody's got 2 out of 3. Marion, Mount Gravett, and Wayne, 2 out of 3. Susan and Waverton, can you get all 3?
I don't think so. I've seen 2 of them.
Okay, go on then.
Hugh Grant.
Yes.
And Antonio Banderas.
No.
He wasn't the baddie. He was a baddie. In Paddington in Peru, he was a baddie, I can tell you.
Lucky fact check. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah.
Because that rings a bell to me that he was a...
he was definitely a baddie. He was in the Peru one.
Okay, all right. Who played the villain? That's what we need to know. Who played the villain in one of the in the Peru one? Was it? Oh, he was also a baddie. He was another baddie. He was another baddie. So that's one of them that we don't have listed here.
Okay,
but Hugh Grant, Antonio Banderas is taken as red.
I haven't seen the first one, but honestly, the one with Hugh Grant. It's not for children. It's so funny. It's hysterical. I think people think, it's just a kids' movie. It is hysterical, and it's got some really good actors in it.
Oh, I was just if only we knew who they were.
Well, yeah, I don't know the first one. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have rung.
No, please always do ring. Always do ring, Susan. You've gotten us a little bit further along. We're probably going to have to continue this after the news, but you've helped us along because we've named Hugh Grant and we've eliminated Antonio Banderas as one of the options, even though he is another baddie. There's two more remaining, so you've helped us out, Susan, in Waverton. I lived in Waverton once upon a time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Lovely spot. Very, very sweet. It has those small town village vibes, even though it's right near the city. That's right. Okay, then, Susan, thank you so much. So we don't have much time before the news, but we are almost getting towards the end because we're on question 18. The question is, which 3 unlikely actors played the baddie in each of the 3 Paddington films? I wonder if Angela and Frankston can answer it in time. Do you know, Angela, who played the baddie? Which unlikely actors played the baddie in each of the 3 Paddington films? Hugh Grant has been answered as one of them. There's 2 remaining.
Yeah, I know Hugh Grant, and I know that one of the girls that is in it, Wilson Clyde.
Wilson Clyde? No.
Yeah, but other than that, I have no idea.
Oh, no. No. Angela, no, I don't. No, that's not one of the answers. But it could be, but maybe he's another baddie like Antonio, but not in the answers. Okay. Anyway, Angela, thanks for giving it a stab. We don't have much time. Tegan, you've got it. Tegan, you've got it. Tegan, you should call in and answer it correctly. We don't have much time. We don't. I don't know if I can. Maybe I'll just try one more caller. One more. Jason in Port Kennedy. Jason, do you know who played the 3 baddies? Hugh Grant and who else?
Olivia Colman and Nicole Kidman.
Very good, Jason. Well done. Lockie's cheering.
All those years of watching those movies with the nieces and nephews.
Oh, you're a good uncle, aren't you?
I moved over from Victoria and they lived with me for 18 months, so...
Oh, good. It paid off. It paid off, clearly. all right, Jason. See if we can get to the end. This is question 19. Which author wrote the novels Ghosts and Good Material, as well as their memoir, Everything I Know About Love?
Oh,
do you know what? You have a think about it. Don't Google it. You won't Google it.
Promise.
Or put it into Siri like someone did last night, and I took a little while to bust them. But I busted them. Jason. All right, well, Jason will be our carryover champ. It is the pop quiz here on Nightlife. We'll be back after the news. All right, we're back, and we've got the rest of the pop quiz to get through. Jason in Port Kennedy is our carryover champ, and the question is which author wrote the novels Ghosts and Good Material, as well as their memoir, Everything I Know About Love? It's question 19, by the way. Jason, what do you reckon?
Greta, I wish I could tell you, mate, but I'm not my sister. My sister would know it in a heartbeat, but literature is not my strong point, so I'll bow out. Thanks.
All right, Jason. Thanks for not looking it up, mate. Good on you. No. All right, Kevin in Melbourne, do you know who wrote the novels Ghosts, Good Material, as well as their memoir, Everything I Know About Love?
That would be me, Greta. Kevin, is that who you're talking to?
Oh, yes, Kevin. Yes, sorry, I'm rushing through it.
No, that's okay.
What do you reckon, Kevin? Who wrote?
So it's tossing up. So yeah, it's definitely the novel because there was a play written as well back in the 19th century, Ghosts. But we're talking about the novel, which is sort of only it's contemporary, I think, and it's Dolly Alderton.
Okay.
Alderton. Yes.
So what do you reckon, Kevin? What do you reckon? Do you know?
Definitely going with Dolly.
Dolly Alderton. Oh, you said it. Of course you did. You pronounced it right. Oh, yes. You know? But thank you for sharing your knowledge. Marg in Ballarat says, God damn, this is hard to listen to. Stop talking, even though she got the last question right. Well, Marg, good news for you. Well, Kevin got that question right. You're the winner of this little number.
Tonight's cranky text.
There you go, Marg. You've won tonight's cranky text. No magnet, I'm afraid, unfortunately. Kevin, well done. Last question.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Which musician is the subject of the film with a subtitle of Deliver Me From Nowhere that's in the cinemas at the moment?
Well, it's probably... can I just do a shout out first? Because I didn't realize it was the last question. It's my best mate's belated birthday, which is yesterday, to Michael.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Michael. Yeah.
And I'm hoping he's listening and hasn't fallen asleep. I actually forgot his birthday yesterday.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, well, you know what? We're going to get in trouble. I'm going to give. What was it, Michael? Happy birthday, Michael. I hope he has had a great one. But you know what? If we don't move this along, we are going to get in trouble. Okay.
Can I have the question again then, please? Sorry.
You can. Which musician is the subject of the film with a subtitle of... there's the title of the film and then there's the subtitle, which is Deliver Me From Nowhere. It's in cinemas at the moment. It's about a musician.
I can't ask anybody. It's Springsteen. I just don't think of his first name. Bruce.
Okay. Bruce. I have a few. Yeah. Okay. I'm really not great. No, never mind. I was saying I'm not great at spotting people who, look it up on the internet or put it into Siri, but you didn't do that to me, Kevin. I'm certain of it. So you've won. It is Bruce Springsteen. It's Bruce Springsteen. Well done. It's Bruce Springsteen.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to rush out your shout out. I'm sorry. I was getting bollocked for chatting, but this is why I do it because I love chatting with you. Okay. You know,
that's okay, Greta. I don't mind. I did have a win of. Oh, it was a while ago, so I'm quite excited by this.
You're not in the win bin, so that's good.
Yes, and it happens to be my friend's favourite musician as well, so he would have killed me. That's how I know. That's how I know the answer.
The boss.
I just couldn't give his first name because I'm not a fan, but it happens to be my friend's whose birthday it is, favourite musician, so that's what...
We'll have to play some for him. If he's awake, I'll play some Bruce for him, all right? But in the next hour, I'll play some Bruce for Mike, all right, for his birthday.
Put that River song on because that's the one he used to play over and over, whatever it's called, something, River, Down to the River, is that it?
Yes, I will look. I think I know the one. Yes. Yeah. Down to the River, that's the one. That's the one. We'll get that for Mike. Kevin, well done. Congratulations. And I'm being congratulated for playing the drum roll at the right time by Jackie. Thank you, Jackie.
Fantastic.
All right, Kevin, stay on the line with Lockie and we'll get you out your nightlife magnet. Well done to Kevin there. Thank you for playing the pop quiz tonight. Can you believe it? only 1.5 chaotic moments and 1 cranky text.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.